I'm gonna miss the beaches in Portugal, I'm not gonna lie.
What about in Canada?
Yeah, they're nice, but it's not like this. This is like paradise, bro.
Yeah,
like really is. But I'm so excited for you to come to Vancouver. You're gonna come.
I would love to.
No, you're gonna come to Vancouver.
To. Yeah.
It's a different experience. It's like you have the mountains, the lakes, the rivers, and then we can go camping too.
And, amazing.
Oh my god, bro. Yo, we go camping, we just go into the middle of the forest with a tent. And we bring some food, we have a campfire, and we just very like, you know, in the woods, very.
Have you camped before?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, all the time. I would love to. I will always have the desire to do it, but I have never do that. Like,
yo, you know what we should do? This is always, always want to do this. Have you ever seen the map of Canada? Like,
no, I have
never.
Haven't? No, but
so, way, no. You know, along the coast of Canada, you can go from Vancouver all the way to LA.
Uh huh.
And there's a highway that goes all the way there. But I was thinking we should try running all the way from Vancouver to LA.
Sure,
yo, we'll how amazing to. Would that
yeah,
be?
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Like, you know, it'd be an adventure because along the way we'd have to figure out how to, like, you know, get find food and water.
Sure,
and,
sure.
You know, we just go with like one of those backpacks with a water thing in it here, and maybe some granola bars.
Yeah, like an adventure, bro.
And we just go.
Yeah,
yo, that'd be so fun. Oh my god. And I'll vlog the whole thing as well. Podcast number 2 on the way.
Welcome.
Pursuits of Ascension.
Bro, I was thinking in this podcast we should talk about girls.
Do you think so? Yeah.
I think so. I think because...
It's an interesting subject.
Because I was looking at the analytics of my following and 90% of people are men. So it's like most of the people watching this are going to be men. So
sure.
I think a lot of... you know, as a man, you want to hear about other men's opinion on women and like how
sure,
they go about it. So
I get it.
I mean, like, look, as a footballer... You know, you're dedicated and you're on a mission, you're on a journey, but do you feel like women are a distraction? Because I get this question a lot. People are like, yo, I want to have a relationship, I want to have a girlfriend, but I also want to play professional football.
Sure.
Is it a distraction?
What did you think about that?
Well, I have my thoughts, but I think it's very situational, but I want to hear what your experience.
Okay.
I want to hear
my experience is kind of interesting. Because I go from my home like 14 years old. So since that, I've been traveling like to place. So I haven't been able to hold a relationship, a sustainable relationship by distance or either other things.
It's very difficult too when you're traveling playing football.
Yeah, exactly. I think, when it comes to when you are already in a place that you have a contract, for example, with a team, and you're going to be in a place for some years, you don't have to worry about it. If it's a good girl, it will support you in the end. So that's the point. So somebody that really supports you and stay with you in the good and bad moments, that you are able to get to the home then of the training, and she's there to support you, to make the food or
absolutely.
You know, absolutely. Like a company. Most that a distraction is like a best friend you have in waiting for you in your house or in your life.
Yeah.
And out for that.
We got an audience, bro.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, that's what I think. I think it's not longer a distraction if you really have, firstly, the time and if it's a good girl that is supporting you along the road.
Yeah.
What did you think about that? Like, I think it depends on the situation, as you told me to, but every case is different. Like, for us as footballers that we are traveling constantly, it's kind of difficult, but that doesn't mean that it's a distraction.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's too black and white to be like, oh, girls are distractions, because there's so many different type of women. There's so many different type of situations and relationships that you can have. And, you know, I feel like every time I've had a bit of a relationship with a girl, it's always leveled me up as a man. You know, like I've always learned something.
Sure.
And yes, you know how we were talking the other day about you're playing so much better as a footballer when you're not just entirely focused on football.
Exactly.
You know, like that's another example of how you can enjoy life.
And you have to think about that. It's important to, also if it's not like your girl or a relationship, it's important to have also friends, feminine, you know, feminine girls that are your friends and you can spend time around it. Not only with men, that is important too, but also have female friends, so you can also expand your energy and really understand the other gender and try to calibrate your energy. And I don't know, I think it makes sense if you're thinking like that.
I feel like that makes perfect sense.
And also when, as you told, like making more life out of the soccer, so you can go to the pitch and be more freely to express yourself through the game, you know.
Absolutely. I wonder what they thought that we were doing.
Yeah, sure. They were seeing.
All the little girls were waving at us. Yeah.
It's quite curious because all the days they come buses like that, just as that one and that one, and they come with hundreds of childs like that, like as you saw before, and they come to this beach, it's like schools. They just come here and they run all the beach. It's super nice to see.
Yeah.
And you can come in the morning and see that this is like a video team.
Ah, yeah. Buses full of children just coming to the beach.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein would like that. Yeah. You know Jeffrey Epstein?
Oh, I know. Yeah. I knew what you're talking about. Yeah.
That was a bad joke. What were you talking about?
But yeah, like coming back to the topic, like it's different our relationship, and also just going out to get. Emptiness moments with other girls, like it's two different, totally different things. It's different talk about if our relationship is distraction, and talking about if going out and meet girls randomly is a distraction. It's two different topics.
Mm.
But I mean, it doesn't mean you don't have the. It's important to experience, and I think it's very important to experience. Open yourself to know new people.
It is important to experience.
It is important.
I say on Instagram that like having casual sex and, you know, one night stands, all this stuff, like they're like, it's not a positive source of dopamine. It's not a source of dopamine you should be consistently chasing. But I think experiencing that, you know, to understand that it isn't as fulfilling as it may seem like it may be,
mm-hmm.
is an important thing to go through. You know, because it's one thing to say and to you know, to think that you know, and it's one thing to do and really feel like, okay, this is not, you know.
Yeah, but it's important to pass through it and to, like,
absolutely.
Experience it.
Absolutely.
Then you can, like, evaluate what you want in that moment of your life. Because, yeah, there's moments when you only want that. And it's not sure. bad if you do it with the purpose of enjoy and meet and make connections without being a relationship.
Yeah.
Because you can get to know a girl, going out with her, having a very good moment, and it still doesn't have a relationship, but then doesn't mean that it's just like a casual, random thing that you just do it and left alone by her sides, but also doesn't mean you're gonna build up a relationship. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not about being only in one side, but knowing that you can have friends to our girls to enjoy a moment without the necessity to build a relationship with them,
but
also without leaving them in a side, you know.
So like a balance almost.
Yeah, like a balance.
Without being super like, okay, it's either this or it's this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, very good point. I didn't think about that. Yeah. Very important. I think as a man, there's a level of confidence that you get when you know that you can speak and you can be around women.
Sure.
You know, it's the problem I see a lot of nowadays is this easy access to pornography, mm-hmm. and to get that dopamine without actually having to like do anything difficult,
exactly.
right?
Yeah,
it's
sure.
difficult to be in social situations and to know how to maneuver yourself and carry yourself, you know, when you're trying to not necessarily impress other people, but also just be someone who other people can respect,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially to females. And there's a level of respect that you have for yourself when you can do that, you know?
Sure. And I don't know if you relate, but when you go to a date, you spend the time with the girl, then you go out of the date, and the next day you feel like another man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or it's kind of difficult to explain, but you feel like you're just most freely to express to a woman.
Yeah, it is difficult to explain, but I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
And also,
it also motivates me.
Yeah.
You know, like thinking about, you know what, sometimes I imagine like my wife, like, you know, in the future, I'm thinking like the type of woman that I want her to be,
mm-hmm.
I have very high standards. So I'm like, okay, I got to keep pushing to be the type of human being that attracts that type of woman.
Get it.
So that motivates me.
Yeah. It's interesting topic, by the way. As you told, like, you have to become that man in order to attract that woman, because you cannot be a man that doesn't love his soul, for example, and you want to attract somebody that loves yourself. Like, if you are not able, maybe it can love yourself, but if you are not able to love yourself enough, you cannot give love to anybody. Like, it's a very simple thing.
And I feel like loving yourself is more so just being extremely secure, and like very, like it's this aura of confidence and knowing.
It's just acceptance.
That's beautiful.
And acceptance and compassion about you, like knowing where you and
what you was.
What you was and what you're gonna be, and just knowing you so good that you accept yourself and you love yourself and how you are. It's so simple.
Powerful.
So simple but so complex.
It is so complex.
Yeah.
But that's life. You know, life is so complex, but you know, it's when you go down into the intricacies, everything seems, you know, you can speak about life in very simple terms, but when you try and put it into practice, it becomes very, you realize how many different moving parts there are.
Yeah, and also because nowadays you have like the access to social media, for example. And social media is not only a tool that has been good and technology also for the evolution of humanity and to a lot of things in the world. It have bring a lot of positive aspects, but also like in some point you have bring like to get a lot of people to compare themselves to the life of others, for example, comparison. They just start chasing things that they don't really want. It just make you like more vulnerable because you are not.
Erase that.
I just talking like without things in my mind, you know.
Bro, it's okay.
I was going through a point and I lose myself.
Bro, I do it all the time. It's okay. You know, the most important thing with podcasting that I think is to just be able to feel free.
Yeah.
You know, like yes, there's a camera, but we can also edit it. It's no problem. You know, it's let's say you don't like anything you say, bro. We don't post it. It's okay. It's no problem. Yeah. The most important thing here is that we have a conversation, because ultimately, that's what the purpose of this is. Yes, people are gonna watch just this for social media, but this is like now we're learning about life and ourselves by talking to each other.
Yeah.
For me, that's what I think podcasting is. When I see those podcasts where they sit down in the room, like we talked about yesterday, when you're sitting down, you feel confined. You have the mic there. You have the camera. So many people in the room. It's like, how are you supposed to have a natural, flowing conversation where you can really be yourself? You're always gonna have like an image that you're trying to project to.
Sure.
You know. Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't know. I really like the natural podcasts. Where maybe they go off topic, they talk about a whole bunch of different things, and it's like listening to a real conversation. It's like someone's here listening to us have a conversation. That's what it is.
It's like a practice of presence. You know what I mean?
Practice
communication
presence.
Also. Like communication is the most important thing nowadays. Like it's the thing that leads to everything. And that moment that really gives you like the moment of presence in life. Like if you don't communicate with anyone, like it's difficult to have a really fulfilling life and share drugs with other person. And with girls too. Going to the
most importantly with girls.
Yeah, like if you go back to the point, if you're not able to sustain a good conversation with your friends, like also when you go to a date with a girl, what you gonna talk about?
That's a really good talk about that, bro. Because a lot of the times people don't have anything to talk about. You know? They go.
And that's to like making also your life a little bit excited, you know, like making your life like an adventure that you live every day with so much excitement and beauty and a lot of experiences. Be open to do a lot of things so you can also be able to talk to your friends and your people around a lot of good experiences you have before.
Yeah.
That's very interesting when you sit with a person that you can just talk about the experience of each one's. And you can see through the eyes of the person that he have passed a lot of things in his life. And that's very beautiful to see.
Wow, yeah, you can see in the eyes.
When you just sit with a person that he just been in the same place all the life, it's totally different. You feel the energy and you feel in their eyes and in the body and in the way they act that they have not so much to express.
That's the beautiful thing about traveling. You know, we're very lucky that we've been able to travel because just by leaving the place that you're from, that you spend the most time in, and experiencing a new culture, new people, and having to do things that are difficult and outside of your comfort zone, you learn so much that you can't even comprehend. Like, there's so many things about you that level up that you don't even realize have leveled up. Like, your character, your personality, your resilience, your ability to go into new situations without being fearful. It's like, I can make such a long list of everything that I feel like I've learned just from going and doing something, you know? But obviously, like I said, we're lucky because our family support us, and we also have a good mindset around, you know, utilizing resources and being smart with building connections and networks. And that's also a big part of it, too.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. Be able also to take the steps, you know, that's very important. Because so many people have the opportunities, but you have to take advantage of it because the opportunities doesn't last so much. The spring only is a season and you have to take advantage of it before the winter comes. So, so yeah, if you are not able to take the opportunities in the time they see it and make the steps, that may have risk, but then you have also a reward. So you don't wanna level up, you know. It's like a game. Every level is gonna be difficult, but always you are leveling up more. And when you see back, it's been a long ride, a long beauty ride.
What video games did you play? Because I want to talk
actually,
about.
Yeah. Like, I don't play video games anymore. Like,
No. Before.
Before I was playing, and I also have a PlayStation right now, but I use it mostly for Netflix, you know?
Yeah.
Just to chill, like, Saturday nights, I like to spend some time in the sofa with someone or to see Netflix, order some pizza too.
Yeah,
it's like a perfect plan.
Yeah.
So I have to play for that. But I used to play a lot of FIFA. I also like a lot to play Call of Duty.
I just want to add something here because you said you like to sometimes spend time just doing Netflix and having some pizza. Okay. I know I can come across here as very, like, radical sometimes, and I'm saying, like, wait, no junk food. Like, Netflix is a waste of time. There's a time and place for this. But the only way that I believe that you can truly enjoy these pleasures and these conveniences in life, like eating pizza, watching Netflix, which are very enjoyable, objectively enjoyable things, is when you live 90% of your life as a disciplined human being with purpose, with a goal. Because without a little bit extra, the free time, you can enjoy it like that, you know? But it's not something you would do all the time.
Yeah, being able to give you rewards by your actions, but because you do actions to it. And also, what I think about this junk food and all this is that, for me personally, what works is I like to only do it when I have these times of social, when I'm with people, you know, like when it's valid to do it. Because it's not the same like just order a pizza to eat you alone in the house.
Yeah.
That doing it, I mean, the thing is not, don't do that because it's your decision, but because the moment and the persons around you leads to that, and it's a great circumstance to do it. And it's more enjoyable like that just by yourself deciding, oh, I'm gonna eat a pizza alone and binge, you know.
Yeah, because then you binge. Yeah. It's funny, the two pleasures in life, it's like, well, you know, sex and eating. Right, like those are the two, you know, most seemingly enjoyable pleasures, right?
Sure.
And a lot of the times when we feel a lack of purpose, when we have too much free time, especially in this world, you know, when we have too much free time, especially in this world especially in this world where we have Uber Eats and you have like porn on your phone, it's so easy to fulfill those desires. And this is why I'm radical. Because it's so much better to be radical about something as dangerously tempting as this and easily accessible as this than it is to be like, okay, it's okay in moderation. Because as soon as you're like, it's okay in moderation, I'll do it once, it's a slippery slope. Next time you're alone, next time you're too much of your time, I'll do it again.
It's self-sabotage because you think you are doing it because you're going to be more in control of your life, but in reality it's not.
Yeah.
In reality it's not.
Yeah.
Because it leads to more and more and more. I experienced, it was a curious season of my life, and then of pandemic. You know, come the COVID, and all the people get to the home. And there was two kind of people, the people that take this time to leveling up, but also people that just, it was a breakup moment for their life.
Yeah.
So I take this time for myself to educate myself, to train myself. But it was funny because, going back to the point, in that time I started to study about nutrition, and I get to the point of this basic stuff of trying not to lose weight. Not lose weight, but lose fat. So I get into the process of that. I have photos I will show you. I was super lean. It was like so crazy lean that it was horrible.
Leaner than this?
Yeah.
Really?
Like body fat. It was not like lean, but the body fat I have no body fat.
Wow.
Like I have like 3% or 5% body fat. It looks like very good, but also like kind of you know.
Scary.
But what happened, like, I was so disciplined because I don't do it like with I don't do it like with the scare, but I do it with discipline. I really want to do it and see what I can do in that season. So I do it like that, but I restrain myself a lot. Like, I start to count in the macros, all this shit.
Oh yeah, very intense.
So
yeah,
it was crazy because when I go out from pandemic, when I truly get out to the world, I start to see like, yeah, the distractions, the easy access to different type of foods. And I start to, okay, this week we're gonna go only to eat a pizza. Yeah, I eat the pizza, bro, and I feel I didn't eat nothing. So I had got time to myself to only go out and eat and eat and eat, and just I eat a pizza, and I was super hungry, and I go for ice cream, and then I was super hungry, and I go to other things.
Again, convenient, right?
Yeah, but also that also was because I restrain myself so much time.
Ah, okay.
That then when I go out, it's like...
It's like a slingshot. Like, you're pulling yourself back so much, as soon as
exactly.
you get released,
so,
it's like... Bah!
So
yeah.
It's about being smart with these type of things, and that's why I don't like to call macros anymore. I don't like to be erratic with my diet, but just being aware of what is good for me and doing it 19% of the time, and just when I have time to enjoy with people or I just want and deserve it, I have the time to take some great food for me.
I feel like that's the healthiest approach. The healthiest thing to do in life is always to remain in the neutral. If you ever feel like you're too extreme about something in the positive or the negative, you know that you're off track. And
exactly.
For me, I'm a type of person, and I'm going to speak personally, I'm a type of person that becomes addicted very easily. I fall into pleasures and I become very tempted very easily, and it's very, very easy for me to fall down and to get depressed and to like lose sight of my goals, my purpose. This is why I talk about the things that I talk about, because it allows me to stay on track, to stay focused. And I work much better under very strict discipline, but I also have the ability to let go and have fun, but still come back to that discipline. Mm-hmm. So this is, when I talk about these things, I'm speaking about myself and how what works for me. You know, what works for you, it has to come through your own experience and through your own trial and your own error.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is you're the first person I've done podcasts with where we've changed locations halfway through. It's good though, it changes, it refreshes your mind.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is amazing. Oh, feet in the water.
Feels good. Whew. We are like connected with the source directly.
I said the other day on Instagram, because that's where I talk a lot, but that God created the beach to make humans us superhuman.
Aha.
You know? Because
totally.
If you're training on the sand, it makes you so much faster because of the resistance, and then you're barefoot. Uh-huh. You know, and then also in the sun, you get the vitamin D, the good hormones to make you feel
grounding
happy.
Yourself.
Exactly.
To the nature, to the source, and you are—you know what I like from the ocean and from the beaches, you are connected with all the elements.
Ooh.
When you are in the, for example, right now, if you are in the water, we are connected with the element of water, we are connected with the element of ground, we are connected with the element of air, and we are connected with the sun, that is the element of fire.
Oh my
God! So we are all interconnected. But that's why I always post when I am the beach, interconnected.
Oh,
it's
that's
this,
why
it's
you
all
say
the
that.
Source.
You're right.
Yeah.
I always thought maybe just grounding, but no, it's all the elements.
Mm.
I didn't think about that, but it's true. And you know what? You feel so good at the beach for a reason. Like, you feel so happy. You feel, you know, have you ever been at the beach for a long time and you feel like you didn't have to eat so much?
Uh-huh.
But you still have energy?
Yeah. You automatically feel fit.
It's because you get the energy from the earth's ions. They ground you. They balance out your energy. And then you get the vitamin D from the sun. You eat from the sun, you know?
Uh-huh.
The minerals from the ocean, you feel replenished. It's an incredible place. I feel bad for anyone who doesn't appreciate the beach, you know, it's such an amazing place to be.
Or there's people that doesn't have the access to also.
that as well.
Like,
yeah.
Since I starting to go to places that have beach, and I start to live in places and countries that have beach, I cannot imagine myself living in some place that doesn't have beach. Like, I say, wow, it's like a big incredible and important factor for me to live in a place.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like it's probably the most important for me at this point.
Mm.
Because it improves my life so much that it has to be there. It has to be there. It has to be accessible as well. It has to be easy to get to the beach. Like, you live right here next to the beach.
Yeah, it's very
easy. Incredible, man. Incredible. Every night you go to sleep and you see the sunset connected to the earth. Like, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Totally.
It's no wonder you are the person that you are, because you make an effort to connect yourself and ground yourself in these ways, you know? I feel like it really does matter. Yeah.
Thank you, man. Sure. Yeah. Everything matters. Little thing matters.
Yeah.
Everything matters. Everything is connected, so everything matters.
Yeah. And even from the seaweed, like if you were to eat the seaweed, the ocean gives us so much. That if you dry the seaweed and you eat it, it's such an amazing source of iodine.
Yeah.
You know, it's a mineral that is very difficult to get. I think the only source is from seaweed.
Exactly.
I think there's one other source, but I forget right now. But
I think these supplements like spirulina and all this shit is coming from the ocean, right?
Yeah, like they do. Spirulina has one of like per gram has one of the highest sources of protein.
Wow.
And it's also one of the most nutritionally dense foods that you can eat. So yeah, the ocean gives us so much.
Yeah, I used to consume spirulina back in time, but it was so disgusting that I just can't keep consuming it. Like it was just struggling the flavor of my breakfast because
really?
I just do it like in a shot before my breakfast.
Yeah.
But bro, like I take this shot and all the day long I feel the flavor of that shit in my mouth. So I say, no, I'm gonna stop with this. It's not making me also a superhuman. Yeah. So
I love it. I love spirulina.
Yeah, but it's very good, by the way. Yeah. I'm looking forward to start consuming it again because I think I do it with another mindset right now. Also, I have opened my mouth to more flavors. And it's kind of like that, you know, when you come to places and you try different flavors. Also, when you go to different countries and try the flavor of the country. I love to do that. Like one of the most things I love from travel and living in different places is going and try the local food. By the way, it's like the best food you can eat, the local food, the food that is being tradition in that place for many years, and the grandmothers do. And also it's a very special way to connect with the place, with the energy of the place, of the ancient place, and just to try new things, you know. Every place have different traditions and foods, and it's amazing to try them.
This is like so off topic, but I was just thinking. No, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. My mind started thinking I was like a little bit of ADHD, but I was thinking about crypto, bro. I was gonna ask you about crypto because I know that you're into it. But like, do you want to talk about that or no? Like, is that
about crypto?
Yeah,
we can talk about crypto for sure. Yeah,
or is that something you keep more to the?
No, we can talk about it. Depends of what. But
well, because I know a lot of footballers like try to find ways to fund themselves, and obviously this isn't like a. I mean, it's you have to.
I don't want to thrill to sell you anything, but you have to know that everything is evolving. You know, like not only the transport system, not only education system, everything is evolving in time, and also the money is evolving, the physical money as we know it. Energetically is different, but we talk about how it's been all the years passing through the time, the money pass ago was the gold.
Yeah,
and it's been a long process that we can talk deeply about it. But
even before gold, it was spices, bro. They would trade spices.
They just changed a rock for something. So it's been an evolution that is it never gonna stop. And right now the evolution is gonna go directly to a digital era because we are in the technology era, in the internet era. And right now the opportunities is gonna come in this area. So you're gonna be aware of that and be one step forward of the other ones to position yourself in a good place to search good opportunities. That's the important thing. So with crypto, basically, my whole family work with crypto, and all the economy is based in crypto since 8 years. Not only crypto, but also digital money for something like that. So we have like a partnership company locally in the United States. We work with them with a lot of different projects, digital investments. Also, we do projects of NFTs. All these areas of crypto. So it's such an interesting topic to talk about and so different, of course. But if you really want to try new things, to try to position yourself in a aspect where you can play soccer, but also that's for me, like I play soccer, but with the time I have left, I can take this knowledge that I have about crypto and digital money. What I do for myself is that I trade. So I know a lot of about trading. I study a lot of trading and courses about this. You have to be aware also about the information you hear, because as nutrition and as all, information. It's a lot of information you can find in YouTube or any platform, but you have to know that that information is also manipulated by the people that control that, because in the end, the trading system is a player versus player. Mm. So you have to play intelligent, and in order to play intelligent, you have to get good information. So nowadays, there's a lot of scams, you know?
Yeah.
They text you by Instagram, oh, you want to duplicate your money in 3 months?
Yeah.
If you just receive that, just don't take it, because it's just a scam.
My friend fell for that scam.
Sure, a lot of people. Like, yeah. I got a lot of friends that just text me, and to me and my family, like, hey, I just invest in crypto, and I lose all my money. But the reality is that people start to relating this to the world crypto world.
Ecosystem,
And you have to know that it's not the system of crypto, but it's like the people that are taking advantage of these things and the misinformation of the other people to do this. Yeah. So it's open yourself to new ideas, knowing that the evolution is going on right now, and you are in the moment to put yourself and position in a good position to take advantage of the future opportunities. If you want to talk more about it, you can text me also through our Instagram. My whole family talk about this topic, so I will be open to teach.
Yeah, I just thought it would be interesting. You know, I'm glad you said that. And yeah, if guys, feel free to reach out to him. Obviously, in the description of each podcast, it'll be his socials will be linked. And, you know, I've talked to him briefly about crypto, but I can tell just from that he has a lot of knowledge around it, because I have also been, you know, in this space for, I think, almost 2 years now, but not to the same extent that he has. And, you know, part of my ability to fund myself and to travel has also been through crypto. Like, I'm not going to lie to you, I've gotten lucky, because I didn't have the fullest of information. But like you said, you want to position yourself in places to where you can have access to this sort of information. So when I say I got lucky, it's not like I just like threw something at the wall and it stuck. I was around people who knew what they were doing, and I trusted one of them after like doing more research into him, and he had a lot of credibility, and he gave me a call. I did it. It was with an NFT, and it made good returns. And then I used that pretty much to fund myself like the past year and a bit, you know. So when I say I get lucky, it's because I was in the right room and I was open to absorbing information and open to taking a risk as well.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
So I think that's what you're getting at, right?
Yeah, yeah. I totally agree with you. And also, you have to know something about this, and this, the point of making money and be wealthy and be abundant is not only the fact of making so much quantity of money, but also about freedom. You know, the abundance in reality is freedom, and in order to have freedom, this is one of the subjects that is gonna direct you through that. Like, for example, me with soccer, I have so much free time with soccer because I train, but I also have free times. But in order to take advantage of these times, I work with things like this, because I will not can work in jobs like from 9 to 5, but I can learn about these topics and have the ability to just, when I'm bored, try to see opportunities in the market and make it happen, you know. So it's just about thinking that this is also gonna give you some kind of freedom in your life for the future, and you don't gonna depend on someone or something to rely your time, but you are your own boss.
Yeah.
And this freedom is gonna lead you to the real prosperity for less work. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that so much. I think it's so important to instill this mindset into people, because ultimately, what do we want, right? We feel like we want this idea of happiness, this concept that is very difficult to grasp and I believe doesn't quite exist. But a concept that we can grasp is freedom, right? And it's mental freedom. It's to wake up every morning with no weight on your shoulders, without feeling like, oh, I gotta do this today, I got this to worry about, I got this problem. If you can wake up every morning and understand that, you know, you live in abundance, even mentally you live in abundance, you're always open to new opportunities, you're always, even if something isn't quote unquote going your way, you still have the perspective on it that it's like an opportunity, you know, it's just an obstacle, it's a lesson, whatever that may be. So freedom is a mindset, but having money and being able to sort of live in a way that you attract the energy that is money to you freely, that is also another source of freedom, because freedom is also being able to travel and experience the world and experience cultures and new people, and there's many facets to it. But
it's all about time and energy, you know, like The real freedom is have time and energy and how to enjoy the life. So search ways that lead you to that. And then the ways is gonna be different for everybody, of course, but we are in the technology era, in the evolution era, so position yourself in a great position to in order to take advantage of that and enjoy the real freedom and energy and time for you.
Something practical for people to take back home, like how did you start, I guess, learning about it? Were your parents already into it? Or did you have to go on online and research your own?
Yeah, of course. I started to be interested in it because I just see the example of my father's. I just see how they live and how they travel and how they are so free. They are only there in the house and they are not so busy, but they can enjoy their life and they are also so wealthy. So I just see them as an example to start that because I get interested in it. And I just start by asking them like about questions about it, just by being curious. And then that led me to get to places through the company we have and also by them to get access to some information that is very, very valuable and leads me to start this journey, you know. Then you start to know what to hear and what not to hear, and you just intuitively know what is good and what is not good. So you start like your own journey and you start also to learn things that you learn by experiences, because that's the point, like learning things that by your own experience you realize and then you can share.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Like as you told, we were talking before, like you were talking to me like your page on Instagram is all about you and in the end our message is for you.
Yeah.
You know? So that's the thing. I like so much to see these Instagram pages or people that talk through their same experiences, not only theoretically or scientific. When you talk through experience and you talk, you can see a person that is talking by something they same do. It's very valuable to see that nowadays, and that's the people you should listen for, because you can see their results in the same life of them. So you can trust or not their information.
Because we're all reflections of each other, right? So you see someone else do something, maybe it's something that you want to do, maybe it's something you've already done, and you see them do it, and you pick up something that you can add to your own life. I feel like that's what life's about. It's about, think about children. They come into this world, and immediately their brain is primed to start observing other people and to learn from them.
Sure.
It's innately a part of us.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a process of critical thinking and application and trial and error that should never die. But again, we talked about schools in the last podcast. Schools do the opposite of that. They don't tell you anything by showing. They don't teach you anything by showing. They tell you instead.
Uh-huh.
And you just write it down.
Yeah.
And you memorize it. And then you say it back.
And that becomes for you a pattern. A pattern of behavior that leads you to be like that in your own life for the rest of your life. So, I was thinking about interesting subject that is about kind of similar to this that we are talking, and it's about that the same drugs leads to the same behaviors, and the same behaviors leads to the same actions, and the same actions leads to the same experiences.
Ooh.
The same experiences lead to the same state of being, and this itself a state of being, the same state of being leads to just be a bucle.
Oh.
So when you start to take in new drugs into your mind, you start to act different, and you start to get new experiences. By new experiences you have, you start to make new feelings into your life, and so you are in a new state of being. So it's about also breaking the routines, you know. Sometimes our life gets so much into a bucle that we do the same every day, and so we become that what we are every day, and we just not evolve because we are doing the same things. Just as we told the other day when we was training, you want something to change, you have to give a different stimulus. For life, in this case, is all starting in the mind and in the drugs, because then it's gonna lead you to new behaviors and feelings that gonna translate into a better life and a state of being.
Powerful. Yeah, I'm just thinking about that because it's that is the foundation of evolution, right? And it's like not evolution on a macro scale, but evolution on like in a micro, in your own life. You need to break the cycles, but you also need to be self-aware enough to realize when you're in a cycle. Because a lot of the times I think people are in cycles, but they don't realize they're in cycles, and they don't even realize there's another option.
Yeah.
You know, but again, with the access to the internet, information is free, And that's why I love listening to podcasts. That's why I create these podcasts, because hopefully you're listening to this. Maybe we say something. Maybe it's one word. Maybe it's one sentence that sparks something in you. And all of a sudden you realize, like, oh, shit. You know, I've been doing this my whole life, but there's a whole other part of the spectrum that I haven't tapped into yet. I just need to make, I have a feeling maybe my phone died. I was like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Imagine.
I swear, bro.